Some days, I feel like that powerful, vibrant girl, the painted butterfly who flitted through the Savoy Ballroom, the wind of trumpets beneath her wings. And some days, I'm that broken ballerina from Desi's jewelry box, my twists and turns a lurching revolution to a song composed from dust and regret. One thing I'm sure of, on any given day, the look in Cannon's eyes never changes. It's as constant as the refrain of rising and setting suns. I'm still sitting in the middle of the studio floor, staring up at the Polaroids of us he pinned to the line when he comes home.
Hey.
He leans against the door jamb, hands in the pockets of his dark jeans.
How are you feeling?
Better, I smile, gesturing to my laptop on the floor in front of me. I was just watching your mom.
My mom?
He walks over, sits on the floor beside me, and peers at my screen.
Oh, wow. I haven't looked at this in years.
His eyes soften, and a smile crooks one corner of the stern line of his mouth. She was something else, I tell him. I see so much of her in you. It's funny, when I was diagnosed, I only thought about the fear of dying, of living a life that was somehow less than what other people lived. Your mother embodied the opposite. She seems to become more fearless. The more the disease tries to change her, the more she becomes completely herself.
That's it exactly. I think my mother was one of the earliest examples I had of looking beyond the surface. When we would go out sometimes, as her disease progressed, I would catch people looking at her with something like pity. And I would just think, you have no idea who she is, that she gets stronger every day.
Is that why you look at me the same way, no matter how my appearance changes? He studies me for long, silent seconds.
No, baby.
He caresses my cheek with his thumb, smiling into my eyes.
That's just love.